Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. We just bless your name. We thank you, God. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise, and we are truly a grateful people for what you've accomplished in our nation, what you've just begun to accomplish, because we see great things ahead. Father, we declare your word is so true. You are doing a new thing. We do want to forget the things of past, O Lord God, and the things that we had to struggle through, because we look for a day, Lord God, when your victory is assured in this nation, in every area that we see we're battling against. Father, we thank you for continually going before and behind us, for blessing this call, and for giving us exactly what you want us to hear in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for Leah, for Summer, for the foundation, for the congressional members of the caucus, our state members. And we are grateful, Lord God, for all that you're accomplishing through them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. And just a quick update on who's on the call. We have Leah Carowin, Executive Director, Angie, and Jess from our team. Brittany, was that you that joined? I have a 757-817-8813.
Oh, that's Ryan, Virginia.
Oh, great. Hi, Ryan. Great.
Hey.
Add your name in there. Wonderful to have you. We have Delbra in Illinois, Mike in Kentucky, Marlene in Tennessee, Jenny in Iowa, and I'm sure more will be jumping on here in just the next few minutes. But we have a lot to cover today, as usual, so I'm going to turn it right over to Leah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Summer. And again, thank you all for taking the time to get on this call today. We do have a lot to cover, and a lot has happened and transpired over the last couple of months. It's been a whirlwind, but pretty exciting to see how the Lord has expanded the mission and the vision and the caucus and the foundation. I want to start with what's happening with the Congressional Prayer Caucus. I hope you'll be very encouraged to know that the leadership, when we weren't sure exactly how things were going to go when Congressman Forbes stepped out of Congress and what would happen with the caucus, he's had such a steady hand in forming that and been the founder of that from the beginning. So what was going to happen? But he has done an excellent job. The Lord has stirred hearts, and they have not only continued, but they've actually even expanded the leadership. Congressman Mark Walker is stepping up as the co-chair in the House. Senator Lankford is still full speed as the chair in the Senate. Sarah Seitz is the administrator, doing a great job. They've also added two vice chairs. They have added Congressman Holfrin and also Congressman Crawford now are the vice chairs who are going to be advancing the Congressional Prayer Caucus. In addition to that, they are also creating a board where they're going to have a congressman from each committee that are a part of this Congressional Prayer Caucus board. So, I mean, they have really understood and engaged and realized the impact that they have as a Congressional Prayer Caucus, and they have no intention of letting that falter, but instead they're emboldened. And the thing that was encouraging about this is they were emboldened and began to do these things even before the election. So this was not just in response to this election and a more a welcoming culture or environment up there, but they were already down this road even before that. So the Lord has stirred them and prepared them. So we are praising the Lord for that. We expect to see many of them at our summit and or our congressional briefing and potentially the reception on Thursday night as we gather at the end of April in D.C., which we'll be talking about that in just a moment. But very encouraged by what's happening. Congressman Forbes is not going to be, is not in the running for the Secretary of Navy. That was the only thing that was sort of holding him back, is whether or not he was going to be appointed in a position in the cabinet. But we are confirmed that that is not going to be the case. So for now, he definitely is full speed ahead, wants to help advance the foundation. We're still discussing how and when. He has other things that he's doing. Of course, this won't be full-time for him. This will be one of the many important things that he's committed to. So, but he clearly is committed to this. And, again, you'll hear a little bit more about that potentially as we go along and I talk about some of these other things. So I want to scoot over to the Project Blitz, and then I'm going to talk about the summit and then pass it over to Summer for some more details. So just a quick update on Project Blitz. I hope all of you are very fully aware of Project Blitz. If not, make sure that you get information from Summer, have a conversation. If I don't answer all your questions on this, we've had a couple of teleconference calls that we've invited you to be a part of. Plus, we have been, I think, having some one-on-one conversations. But the just as a quick overview, basically, Project Blitz is an advancement of religious freedom. It's a nationwide advancement. And we are essentially working with our lawmakers who are proposing religious freedom measures, whether that be bills or resolutions. They are taking a stand and speaking out in public forums around religious freedom. And so and not only that, not only advancing religious freedom measures, but also at the same time advancing a robust messaging strategy to influence the movable middle around religious freedom and Judeo-Christian values. We know that we have, on the other side, has sort of claimed the narrative and defined the terms, and it's time for us to be proactive and reclaim that narrative and define the terms for ourselves with a very winsome and positive approach. What are we fighting for, not just what are we fighting against? And so we need to properly frame this. And by the way that we felt like this, the only way for this to succeed is when we talked with our nationwide network of legislators, they said, we will step up to the plate again. We will take a stand, but it will only succeed if there's a broad coalition of partners who are supporting and being a part of this. And so we said we'll be the point on this. We put together a steering team. Many of you know Bill Dallas, David Bartman, Congressman Forbes is a part of this. CPCF is running point on this. The logistics, communication, the resources. So we are playing the heavy role in advancing this Project Blitz nationwide. But let me just say, the coalition partners have come. We've been having multiple conversations with the Family Policy Council, with them at the national level, Mark Weber, Autumn Stroop, many of you know them, many of them individual Family Policy Councils, so Virginia, Colorado, Kansas. So we're working with the policy councils because we're also working with big business groups like the Nehemiah Council. Everyone's important to this. That I'm now here in San Diego talking to the prayer networks, the National Prayer Committee, which many of you are very aware of, the folks down here. And guess what their message is? This morning I'm going to be talking about this project and how we're going to work together. But they're all afternoon they're asking, okay, we had this election, now what? Now what do you want us to do? How do we unite? How do we work together? How do we build more synergy around supporting what God is clearly doing in our country and this moment of time we have? I mean, they're echoing exactly the same words that people are echoing across the nation that are in this battle, in this religious freedom battle, movement. So I couldn't be more thrilled about how the Lord seems to be pulling people in from every walk of life, people that maybe had sat out in the past, maybe haven't taken initiative in these areas, that are rising up and saying, wow, that was close. We get it now, and we're not going to sit this out going forward. So we have an incredible opportunity to be a uniting force and to be the point on some pretty significant messaging and communication. So I say all that to, again, tell each of you, you guys are key in this on the ground. I know Beth, for example, is working closely with Debbie Chavez in Family Policy Council there. Ryan McAdams is working closely with Victoria Cobb and Roger and the State Prayer Caucus Chairman here in Virginia. It's very important that we work with our State Prayer Caucus members. I've talked to several in Kansas, for example. Our Prayer Caucus members want to be in the middle of this, and they want their caucus, North Dakota. I mean, I could go on. We've been talking to multiple states. And so we want to make sure, if you are not sure what's going on in your state, or if your legislators are aware, if there's whatever religious freedom advancing, and it may be starting with your prayer caucus members, and it may not. There may be measures that are from members that are not a part of the prayer caucus. So just find out what's going on in your state, and let's make sure that we do everything we can to support them. Now, I want to just make this disclaimer because I know that it comes up. I don't know if any of you have thought of this, but we certainly have. And that is, we recognize the fact that we're a 501c3 and we have limitations. We are not a C4. We're not a lobbying organization designed for lobbying. There's three things I want you to hear about this, and this is very important. One, that's why the coalition is so incredibly important. We're not trying to be a C4. We're working with the C4s. We're working with the family policy councils. We're not experts at messaging, which is why we're working with the Heart and Mind marketing groups, and they're helping put together the messaging after doing a 2-year research project around messaging and how to actually craft winsome narrative that will actually sway the movable middle and to a positive message around religious freedom. So we're working with groups that can do more than what we can do by ourselves at the national level. The second thing I want you to hear is that we are very aware, we've talked with our lawyers, we know what our boundaries are when it comes to being a C3 and being involved in this battle. There's two ways in which we're approaching the communication side of this, and that is the general message around religious freedom. It's getting more and more people comfortable. It's taking back some of the narrative, just in the same way that the other side took the phrase separation in church and state and hammered it down and convinced the whole church community that they can't be involved in anything related to policy or government. That's just general messaging that we're going to work on and try to help equip multiple organizations, business people, prayer networks, anybody that will pass on and advance general messaging around religious freedom to try to win that back. But there's also specific messaging around specific bills. And that's where it starts to get a little bit more, you start to come up to the line of lobbying and what C4s do. And one of the things that we're doing is we're working very closely with our family policy councils. And rather than, for instance, sending out emails that say, hey, this is a bill that's happening. We want you to go to click here, and this will send you the ability to call your legislator or your lawmaker around this bill. Instead of doing that, we're saying that's a beautiful way for us to work with our family policy folks. So we're sending an email that says, hey, pray about this legislative bill that's going on. You need to be aware of this. You need to know, pray around this. And then if you want to take action, here's a link you can go right to the family policy people, and you can work with them to take action around this. So it does a couple things. One, it builds relationships. It builds unity. This is collaboration. And we haven't done this before in a lot of ways. And the prayer networks are saying, we need more information so we can pray specifically about some of these bills and measures that are going out. And they haven't really engaged at that level either, many of them. And they're saying it's time. We've got to stand in a new way. So those are just a couple of examples. I could go on and on because we're with every group and every coalition and every way in which we're uniting, there's new ideas and new ways in which we're talking to them. And we'll just keep you informed. We intend to have another teleconference call. We haven't scheduled it yet, but you'll be the first to know as soon as we schedule the next teleconference call, because we'll want you to be a part of that. We do have a report and analysis of religious liberty measures. You really need to have that in your possession. If you do not get it, we sent it to all of you, I think, early last week. If you do not have it, make sure you have it. Make sure your legislators have it. We send it to every one of your prayer caucus chairmen. We also send it to the entire network. We didn't send it, but we sent a, here's what we have, if you want it, contact us. But to the prayer caucus chairs, we actually sent the report in an attachment to all of you. We sent the report. It is very effective. Everyone, all the legislators that have seen it so far have said, wow, this is so helpful. So please look at that. Make sure Summer will send it again to you. Attach it to the meeting notes today. But I just wanted to make sure that's just the first of many resources that we're going to be providing. There will be another report that will have talking points that will be very helpful. There will be a third report that will be general guidelines for how to do messaging around religious freedom. So we're going to be providing resources. Make sure you get them and pass them on to your legislators. So I want to stop with Project Blitz. Let me just open it up for any questions. I want to move on to the summit, and I know I've taken up a lot of time on that, but I know there's pretty exciting things with the summit too. But let me go ahead and take a moment and see if you have any questions about Project Blitz. All right, taking a moment.
Leah, where is there, at one point you were talking about there being a smorgasbord of legislation. Is that something you just described to us earlier and I unfortunately had to miss it? Is that already out there?
Okay. Yeah, that's the report I'm talking about. We sent that report. It's called the Report and Analysis of Religious Liberty Measures. That's the one we sent to every one of you last week, and we sent it to your prayer caucus chairs. It's 35 pieces of legislation. It's 3 to 4 pages of an analysis, and then it has about 30-some pieces of legislation, religious liberty legislation or resolutions and all. That is about a 40-page report that is extremely valuable and helpful to our legislators. Yeah.
Should we be making copies of that and handing to them? Because a lot of my information to our legislators is bouncing back because it's the general information email account. Should we be making copies of those and hand-delivering them?
I would.
Debbie, actually,
I
want to talk to Debbie offline, too, about the legislator email addresses. The handle is incorrect, so I can talk to you more about that, but I think that's why it's bouncing back. Sorry, Leah, go ahead.
But, yeah, the short answer is yes. The report, print it off and take it into your prayer caucus chairs and say, have you seen this? I think this would be helpful as you consider religious liberty message. Yes, that's exactly what that's for.
Mm-hmm. Leah, this is Mike Quarter. Is there one particular document that articulates the mission of the Project Blitz?
Yes, there is. And, in fact, Summer can attach that as well. That's an internal document. Anybody can see it. It's not a big deal. We're not making it private, but we're also not sending it out to everybody. It's basically our case. It's our overview of the mission, vision, support, who the steering team is, and everything like that. So, yeah, absolutely. Summer will send all of you that as well and attach it to the meeting notes.
Will you have also on that list what organizations you are networking with already so that when we have the opportunity to engage with them, we have an immediate touch point?
Yeah, we will be having – we'll be able to get that to you, Debbie. We'll probably be doing that individually with each group, but that won't be on the information that we send you today. But, yes, we are absolutely gathering that and working with other, like David Barton and different ones, and finding out who are the best point people on the ground. But we want to know that from you guys, too. I mean, we're keeping a record of who we feel like are the doers and the players on the ground that want to get involved, and we're adding them to the list. But if you know of anybody, we want you to send that to us so that we can say, okay, Debbie thinks that, you know, so-and-so in Texas are the people we need to be working with. They're the players. Because you guys know who the players are as well as anybody does. So if you can help us with that, that would be awesome.
Leah, this is Delbra. I had a follow-up question on that. If we have plans to meet with, like here in Illinois, it would be not a family policy council, but Illinois Family. And so it's not Illinois Family Council, but same type of organization. Should we go ahead with those plans and then report back to you? I mean, obviously, when we meet with them, they would say if they had been already contacted by CPC, the foundation, but just was wondering because I was in the midst of setting up a meeting with Illinois Family and just wanted a little direction on whether to proceed with that.
Yes, 100% proceed. That's exactly what we want you to do is get into those conversations, build the relationships, find out what they're recommending. They may be down the road with some of the Illinois people of religious freedom legislation already, but do not be put off if they do not agree with, the advancement of religious liberty legislation. I'll just kind of warn you that some family policy councils feel very strongly about their findings and what they think will work and not work. And I think for the most part, we listen to them because they're feet on the ground. But I also don't think they understand the broad coalition of legislators who are rising up and say, we want to be a part of this. And maybe last year this is how they felt, but maybe as they get to know, okay, I want to be a part of this big movement. I don't want us to be left behind. I just don't want to stand alone. But when they know that other states are doing it too, it really gives them wind in their sails. And not all the family policy councils may not know that that's going on. So just be gracious and be wise and listen and find out, but just have that in your tool belt. And then if you have any questions, just let's talk individually. That's what we've been doing with each state director in each state, is just forming a plan specifically for that state and how to proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Leah, you may have already done this, but if you have not, could you give us the elevator speech, the real quick one, when people ask, how did this get started, this national blitz? What role does CPC play, at Foundation play, in originating this, and who started it?
Well, I would say that the best way to do this is a network of government leaders. I would start with a network of government leaders who recognize the moment, the opportunity that we have in 2017, spearheaded a movement to advance religious freedom measures, religious freedom measures. I mean, that's just a nice way of saying a whole bunch of stuff, anything. Then I would say CTCF is the running point of this coalition of organizations who are supporting, who are forming to support this network of lawmakers nationwide who are doing this. And then feel free to throw out names like Bill Dallas and David Barton, Congressman Forbes, as being part of the steering team for this Project Blitz. Is that good enough, do you think, Jen?
I've heard you talk about being involved with Alliance Defending Freedom, I would guess First Liberty, Bob McEwen.
Yes.
Those names mean something to a lot of the people that I'm talking to. How expansive do we go, or do we just try to keep it closer to the chest with Bill Dallas?
Let me tell you what we've done with all of them, and then you can maybe formulate how you would want to say it. We're in relationship with all those people, Matt Staver, Kelly Shackelford, all the folks that you're talking about. We have called on them at times to give input. For example, this resource, this report and analysis, this resource was sent to Kelly Shackelford. Matt Staver has been working with David Barton as he's been working on this. I mean, these people have been all pulled in various times and in various moments. I wouldn't say that they're not on the steering team, and I wouldn't necessarily say they've signed up to be coalition partners, but they're relational partners in all of this, and they're our go-to people. They're the people that we're talking to actually move forward in a way that we know is covered by all sides. So I would say given input, are supportive. I mean, these are all words that are true. Given input, are supportive, that kind of thing. I would hesitate to call them coalition partners at this moment, just because depending on who you talk to in that organization. I mean, if a friend of yours goes back to Ken Kublowski and he goes, well, I don't know what you're talking about, that makes us look bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why I was, I've heard some names thrown out, and not everybody, of course, in those organizations know anything about that. So I love your verbiage, relational partners, having given support and, supportive. And can we at some point get a list of those people who are relational partners, so that when we're talking to people out in the hinterlands here that may not be daily dialoguing with them, top leadership of their organization, they could have that affirmation that the people at the top know what's going on?
Well, and that we'll have to work on, Deb. That's a little harder to do when you're doing relational coalitions like this, and especially when you're doing something like this so widespread. you just have to be careful about putting people's name on paper in some sort of a formal way. So that's going to take us a little bit longer to put that list together. A lot more conversations, more comfort levels about people going, yeah, absolutely, put my name down there. I mean, it just depends on who we're talking to. Some folks are right in and say, absolutely, and others are saying, well, I'm with you, and I'll do anything you want, but, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Just even a touch point. I mean, but that might not be the way you want to go with that, but thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions before I move to the summit? All right. And, of course, call us at any point. You know, we'll send you documents, take a look at them, call us. This is very much the core of what we're doing right now. It's kind of, for such a time as this, what we were sort of designed to and what we've been building up to. So it's very much at the core of what we're doing for these next 6 months. So love to work with you in any way that we can answer your questions. Okay, regarding the summit, so you should have received an invitation. If you haven't already, it's in your inbox or it's coming to your inbox. And we expanded the summit this year. It's at the end of April. It's in Washington, D.C., and we've expanded to add a couple of new elements to this, which we're very encouraged about. And one of them is on Thursday night, we're going to be holding a VIP reception. And this is our first step toward potentially a gala-type deal, but we felt like we want to take one step at a time and have this VIP reception. And the reason is the congressmen are there through Friday morning. So they will be there Thursday night. And this was an opportunity for us to invite the Congressional Prayer Caucus members and in a larger number of them to come be a part of what we're doing. They'll be leaving Friday morning. Some of them will potentially stay for the summit, but this gives opportunity for the broader group of 90 congressmen to be invited to a single event that they can really hear about what the caucus and what the foundation is doing and what all of you all are doing across the nation. So we're excited about that opportunity. It will be at the same location, Washington Court Hotel. Also, Friday day, we'll start with prayer in the Capitol, potentially with the Congressional Prayer Caucus members, kind of a special, get the whole network together Friday morning at 8 in somewhere on the Capitol Hill. And then there will be congressional briefings all morning. So we'll rent a room. Congressmen will come and go, and we'll sort of have a dialogue. I think that will be a very powerful and inspiring to have real dialogue with these leaders in a new way. And then Friday night we'll start the summit with the Friday night dinner and then the strategic conversations all day Saturday, and like we've done in the past, and end on Sunday morning. So we feel like this will give more opportunity for networking, interaction. I think it'll feel those that can make it, we completely understand that some states are still in session. We know we fight with this every year. It's a challenge. But we think that we did it at the end of April. Hope there'll be more that will be able to make it. Make sure your legislators have the invitation packet. We've done a packet this time because there was just too much information to try to do in a simple one-pager. So there's a full packet. You have it. Print it off, take it to your legislators, make sure that they have it. We really have a lot of legislators that would like to come, but they're waiting for this information, and it doesn't always get to them, as you well know, through email. So please, please, please make every effort to make sure that your prayer caucus members have the invitation and know what's when it is and what they need to do to register. And then scholarships will be available for some legislators as needed. Many can use their campaign funds, so we're not offering scholarships right out there like, hey, we'd love to do a scholarship for you, because it's difficult for us to fund all the expenses for people to come to the summit. So if a legislator cannot come because of money, and that's the reason they can't come, then especially if it's a prayer caucus chairman or a key leader, we absolutely want to make sure that they get to the summit. So we'll talk about scholarships for them. And then this year, one last thing, and then I'm passing it to Summer, we've added sponsorship opportunities, and this is to try to defer some of the costs. So in the packet, we've included just one sponsorship opportunity. We felt like this would be appropriate, and this would be table sponsors at $1,500. This goes to helping us provide the scholarships for legislators for you. But, you know, there are other opportunities as well that sponsorship opportunities as well, all the way up to a co-sponsor for the whole event at $12,500 to sponsoring a whole dinner at $7,500 or a reception at $3,500. And there's a whole bunch of neat stuff that goes along with that. We have an entire two-page sponsorship opportunities, but the only one we included in the packet was the table sponsor at $1,500. If you know of business people in your area that you think would like to come to the summit, would like to be a part of it, would like to sponsor something, would like to have some impact, this is a great way for them to do it. They can sponsor, and then they can come if they want to, but they can sponsor the table for their state. You know, there's ways in which we can make it very personal and meaningful, and there's a lot of neat stuff that they get for being a table sponsor as well as all the others. So take a look at that. Please help us if you can. Think of any ways of people that might want to sponsor some part of this. We'd love to have their help. All right. I'm going to pass it over to you, Summer. I know you have some more to talk about the summit, and then when you're done, we can open it up for questions and however you want to go from here.
Great. Thank you, Leah. Just a little bit more information as it relates to you all. So the CPCF will cover your travel, lodging, registration, meals for the summit, but we do ask that you help us to keep costs down by booking your flights as early as possible. And, of course, if you're driving, we will cover the CPCF will cover the mileage for your drive. Regarding spouses, we know that there's always a question regarding spouses. We're happy if they come. If they're participating in the summit, we will cover their registration and meals with the summit. But please do be advised that this will impact our hotel room count. So we're still trying to determine how that will work, and we'll talk more about that on a case-to-case basis. Any questions on that or anything that Leah covered on the summit?
Question, if we have someone who might be willing to purchase a table or tables and they're not lawmakers and they're not state directors, they're just regular folks, can they come to this?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that's a great way to do it, is if they want to be sponsors, that gives them an opportunity to come.
So the table sponsors, their registration is paid for, is that what you're saying?
Right. Their registration and their meals are paid for. If they come, if they sponsor a table on up, any of the sponsorship opportunities, my understanding is they then registration is covered and their meals at the event are covered.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
Summer, this is Joel Hunt in Nebraska. I'm using my senator's office now. So I've got four senators that need to receive both the Blitz information as well as the summit information. And I'm just going to forward their emails to you. If I do that, you can send them the information, I assume?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yep. Perfect. Thank you, Joel. Good. Any other questions on that?
Summer, this is Donna from Kansas. In regard to the packet, are we getting that in the mail? I have not received it.
Actually, it should have been. You should have received it at your. Just let me double check. Did you send it to personal and their state email?
It would have went to their state email.
Okay, so Donna, it went to Donna at kansasprayercaucus.com. I'd be happy to forward it to your other email as well. And that
okay,
went out this morning.
Perfect.
It's actually gone out, went out this morning, right, Jess?
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I haven't checked that. Okay.
Not around 9:30.
Not at all. 9:30. Okay, great. Great. All right, and I know we can definitely talk more offline if there's any questions. So, again, just thank you all. We look forward to seeing you all in just a few months. A couple other things I'm going to cover. I had several topics, but I'm actually just going to add those in meeting notes so that we can get over to the states. But something that several have asked about is access to Nation Builder. And we just want to give an update that we are working on this. The migration process has been very robust, but we are working with Nation Builder to find the best way to give you all access. Right now, their initial recommendation is cost prohibitive, so we are looking for another solution. But in the meantime, please feel free to reach out to Jess or myself, and we will do whatever we can to make sure that you have what you need. And that goes with communication. You know, many of you are sending communication, sending to Jess, CCing me, and we're just happy to send it out for you. And that works great as far as needing to know analytics or anything else. Again, just feel free to reach out, and we'll get you whatever you need in the interim. As it relates to reimbursements on a regular basis, we've changed this policy just slightly. So when you submit your reimbursements, please submit your mileage rather than gas receipts. And that's how this, all the staff and volunteers are reimbursed. The same rate of reimbursement for both staff and state directors. You can submit your mileage as often as you want, as long as you have funds in your account. I'm sure you're aware of that. And the CPCF will only approve expenses directly related to prayer caucus efforts. So, again, thank you all for that. All of these forms that you need are on the back end of our CPC Foundation site. So when you go to CPC Foundation, there's the APCN link at the top right. If you click on that, you'll see all the government-related materials, you know, anything that's any actually audio from these meetings, important forms, documents, videos, anything like that. So I'll include that link in the email once again, but that's where you'd be able to find those forms.
And Summer, isn't it true the report is actually listed there too, or is going to be there so that they can download this report at any given time as well? That's where I'd like it to be, is back there. So.
Ah.
It's going to. I can do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. The other things, again, I'm just going to add in the notes, and I'm going to now just turn it over to you all. Again, just a reminder for new state directors, this is a time where each state takes 2 to 3 minutes to give an update on efforts as it relates to religious liberty. So any issues that have arisen that we need to be focused on praying for, any SPC efforts, successful passage of legislation, any upcoming events, anything that you want to share or, you know, discuss with us or other states, we're happy to for you to do that now. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, would you give us an update on your efforts there in Kentucky?
Well, I'd like to say they're our efforts, but we have some outstanding legislators who have done an excellent job this year. Of course, with a supermajority in both houses, it was not difficult. They were able to pass two right-to-life bills, not so much related to religious liberty. There was religious and also some good other bills the very first week. They've been on recess now. We're waiting for them to come back. We have a meeting with one of the senators to discuss a bill possible for introducing In God We Trust into our courthouses in terms of a symbol of some kind, perhaps being funded by local private sponsors. But there's also a bill, Senate Bill 17, which has had two readings, and we hope to see a third one, so it will be kicked into the House for approval and then move to the governor's signing, which is a bill concerning freedom of liberty of speech and action within public schools, secondary schools, high schools, so that they may speak and represent Jesus or God in their any documents they write or reports or in speeches, and would not prohibit that. That's a start, and we're looking to see that passed, and we're talking with the gentleman about the other bill, who's the same one who sponsored this one. So that's just going forward. That's the only bills I know of right now that are related to religious liberty. So we're hopeful this year, very hopeful.
Very good. I know your call to prayer was a great success as well. I know you said that there was Representative Tim Moore led the call to prayer, and that the rotunda was filled with support from the network. So wonderful to hear that as well. And it was how many legislators there?
The legislators that were there, of course, unfortunately, that was the very first week. There were probably 30 there. Unfortunately, there could have been about 70. We were hoping. But they had a committee meeting that very hour, It was a very important committee. It was hotly contested. The governor could hardly be heard over the labor union that was speaking out against him in the committee room, and it was a very contentious moment. But we were separated from them in the rotunda, and a lot of members who were in that committee could not come. That bill did pass, so it was not a terrible issue, but it was just a time, unfortunately, that a lot of legislators could make it. They have since signed the document, and I'm looking to get that from Tim Moore so we can get an actual list of who all signed it. It was excellent. We had about 150 people at the rotunda, and it was well attended, I thought, and just excellently led by all the legislators. That was a good event for that day. We have a Christians at the Capitol coming up a week after next, where we expect to have hundreds there. We'll have a display, a table, as well as help to lead some of the tours and meet with others in the morning. And we also meet on Friday mornings with the chaplain for the prayer breakfast every Friday morning. So it's and weekly prayers and conversations every day. So people praying every day in a leadership team, praying every day at the General Assembly up in the gallery. We meet some of them. So.
And you've also been working closely with networks, other networks, or the coalition of prayer networks that are working together, which is fantastic. And it's been
it's been
a huge help. Good. Thank you, Mike. Leah, Marlene had to jump off the call. She warned me ahead of time that she only had a short window of time. Would you, since you were at the Tennessee Call to Prayer, would you mind just giving a quick overview of what happened there and just on her behalf?
Yeah, that was a terrific event. We really had a great turnout. There was about 45 state legislators that were part of the Call to Prayer, signed the proclamation. Ricky Skaggs was there and sang at the opening session and then was at the event. The lieutenant governor was there. Pretty powerful moment. The room was packed, standing room in the back. And then after the event, which the good news is all the legislators were extremely encouraged because it was the first introduction really of the Tennessee Legislative Prayer Caucus to many of them. So they felt like the ones that were involved felt like they were honored. The Lord was honored, but they also had a very respectful and it was a great representation. And then after the event, the Prayer Caucus chairs coordinated a meeting, a private meeting, and about a dozen legislators came to that meeting. And the thing that was so fun and exciting about that meeting is they came into that meeting and said, okay, we get what we have here. We have this opportunity to formalize and sort of bring this group of legislators together to do some meaningful things. Pray together first. We must do that. And they identified a time that they were going to start committing to prayer. Then they identified ways in which they were going to keep in constant communication through a texting sort of loop that they were going to do. But then they went on to say, and we need to make sure that we stand together to ensure that our religious freedoms are protected for our Tennesseans. And something very, I think, relevant and powerful happened when they were sitting there because one of the legislators in the room said, you know, I have a sheriff in our particular county who was sued by the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the county, and he lost the suit, and it had to do with what he posted on his Facebook about Easter and In God We Trust and a couple other things. He was sued. In God We Trust wasn't the major part of it. It was just kind of a throw-in. It was more some of the other things that he posted. And they were sued, and they lost. And the county, rather than doing a countersuit, they just let it go and are paying the Freedom From Religion Foundation the attorney's fees for the loss of this lawsuit, which is it outraged the legislators that were there. They said, wait a minute, what do you mean they just didn't countersue and they paid? And they said, well, they didn't know where to go with this. And it was like the light bulb came on to all of them and was, oh, my gosh, we're the people they should have come to. We should not have let this happen because they admitted the chilling effect all across Tennessee now. I mean, they just silenced everybody by losing and then not fighting it. So they committed to fight this and to ensure that this doesn't happen and find a way in Tennessee to make it to take a strong stand and make a different message. So that's the power of what these legislators can do if they really begin to understand the power they have if they unite and work together. It was a very, very, very fruitful day.
Very good. Thank you, Leah. Also, I know Beth was going to be on today, and she must have got tied up with something, but I wanted to just share a couple of things that she's doing. She's working alongside one of the Family Policy Councils in Colorado, and they're going to start creating videos with the Prayer Caucus members, really helping the network and just the state as a whole understand the legislative process, really getting back to basics, but also helping them to know who these leaders are. A lot of times there's a misunderstanding that of the character of these leaders. So they really want to help, again, introduce some of the Prayer Caucus members to the greater state, help to inform the state as to, again, the legislative process, speak to them about some of the very specific religious liberty issues and how they can, you know, how they can help potentially. So they're just going to, they're planning on a series of videos, just 2 to 3 minutes. Some of the senators are putting together the equipment and things. This is a very simple yet powerful and effective way that they can help introduce the members, gain support for the members, inform and engage the greater network in the state. So excited to hear about that. They have several different things going on. They also had a opening to the session with about, I think she said about 35 or 40 legislators that came, and just a strong launch to the session. They were all very encouraged, very thankful for it. And so just a quick update on Colorado. Again, that's just a few different things that they're working on, which is great. Also, Sharon in North Carolina, she just texted and said she's sorry she couldn't make it. She's at the a government center. But she has a whole strategy for this year with the Prayer Caucus. They're really going to start expanding the network by identifying people in all the different regions. They are working on connecting the network with the legislators even more by having kind of a conference call, regular conference call where the legislators are on, discussing some of the religious liberty issues, praying with them. Again, just cultivating relationship with the network so that they can really begin to feel the support and see this network be effective for them. So that's exciting. There's many different things that they're doing. They also, just yesterday, the Prayer Caucus was involved in a 3-branch prayer service to launch the session. I have not received an update on that, but I know that that was something that they were working on, and the network, Sharon and the network, is continuing to do a number of efforts and initiatives and things all around the state just to keep that state immersed in prayer. So she's been going strong there. Let's see. I know Delbra said she had to jump off, and Ryan as well. Let me see who else is on that would like to share, give an update on things that are transpiring in your state.
I'll go. This is Joel Hunt from Nebraska. I'm the director. We currently don't have a chairman in our state. My report is going to be kind of opposite than the rest of yours. The one man who had connected with CPC and got me involved had to resign from office yesterday due to, a sex scandal that hit the floor. And
just to clarify, that was a couple of years ago, and we just found out, and so that's why he stepped down. And all of that. So thank you. I think we did talk about that last meeting, and appreciate we're continuing to pray for him, but thank you so much. And I know you're working with Senator Watermeyer, is that right, to see if whether or not he's interested in stepping in? Okay, good.
Yes. And have you heard anything back from him?
I have not. I'm actually going to call. I've sent I just reached out again yesterday through email, so I'm going to call today.
Okay, and if for some reason he says no, we do have a backup person. Our Bible studies have been growing with the senators and the staff. I get reports that our Bible studies are pretty much doubling in size, and the one that I go to with the staff has doubled in size. So that's good, there seems to be, I know that there's a lack of religious liberty bills in Nebraska this year, and even the one abortion bill that came up through the senator who resigned, they tried to get my senator to pick it up, and he wouldn't pick it up. So all that's really happening legislatively are a few homeschooling bills by one senator. But otherwise, we're mostly just trying to get a chairman out here so that we can get organized and get going in Nebraska.
Very good. Thank you. And thank you for continuing to pray for these guys. I know, thank you for being on Tuesdays. You definitely are a prayer warrior, and I know you're joining with several of the other ministries and like-minded organizations there just to keep these guys in prayer and also to keep everybody updated on what's happening. So thank you, Joel. Appreciate all that you're doing there. Debbie, do you want to give an update in Texas? Birthday girl, I know your birthday is tomorrow, and we're celebrating you now.
Thank you. Everybody's filing bills right now. Session just started. We have a 140-day session. It moves really, really fast. We've got a number of bills that are occupying a lot of the oxygen right now, and one of them is the bathroom bill. And you can really pray about that. I know North Carolina is praying for us at any rate. There's also a bill that's getting ready to be filed by a friend of mine, and I just can't even believe it, that would have a very chilling effect on political free speech by people like you and me. And basically it would require that the member and donor list of organizations, even if your primary purpose is to pray, if you have a political function by virtue of speaking and engaging in political speech, this bill would require you to disclose who's on that membership list. The unintended consequences of which are pretty powerful, like who's going to give money to an organization that is supporting American law and American courts when CARE can pick up your donor list. And so people have lost jobs in other states. Some of you probably have chilling stories, but that's worth keeping an eye on and praying in Texas. Otherwise, a million things happening in our ramp up to the 6th launch. I would really appreciate your continued prayers. Good things are happening, and we just need lots of wisdom to wrap around them all between now and then. Special prayers for our two chairmen who are besieged with a lot of other things going on, from deaths in the family to other kind of political challenges. And so it's all good. I mean, obviously good things are happening because the enemy knows we're here. So thank you. My love to you all. I can't wait to meet you all in April.
Thank you, Debbie. And I also love that you've been intentional to connect with some of the large prayer networks. I know there's a network that you said I think has 13,000 intercessors in Texas, Tom Schluter, and different ones. So thank you for just being intentional and reaching out and making sure that you all are covered, the legislators are covered, and we are continuing to pray for the event. Excited that it looks like the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, bipartisan, you know, there'll be bipartisan and bicameral. It'll be a bipartisan and a bicameral ceremony with many of the executive leaders. So that's wonderful. We're still continuing to pray for confirmation from the governor. Is that right? But overall,
yes,
it looks like it's coming together well.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Good. Thank you, ma'am. All right. And Jenny, would you give us an update in Iowa?
Sure. This is our first year to take control of the Senate again in 20 years. So a lot of things are happening at our Capitol right now. We are in session. We started the 1st of January. I've been working with a family leader is putting out religious liberty legislation, and they just sent me a copy, but it's kind of taken – it is going to hit the floor. I'm not sure if it's going to be this week yet, but it's probably going to be next week because everything to do with defunding Planned Parenthood and all the abortion clinics, and then they're also going to be putting forth a life at conception legislation that's going to be coming out this week or next week. So it's pretty hot and heavy here with what's going on with all those things. We just had a hearing on that. But as far as religious liberty, we do have legislation coming forth. I got to meet with one of our chairs this week, and we are going to have a light luncheon for the legislators on February 22nd at noon there. We're going to invite everybody that's interested in becoming part of the caucus. We're going to rally around the religious liberty legislation that's coming out. We're going to use that kind of as a talking point also. Joel, our representative, will actually talk about on the state level, and he wants me to talk about the national level and then about the prayer that's going on. Because of the Bible reading that we have done in all 99 counties now, it has opened up a huge network for me to send out prayer requests for and everything, and that are really engaging on not just religious liberty, but a lot of other things. There was a lot of controversy with our governor on that, which that goes back, so most of y'all know that. But he is loving it. We've hit the Washington Times and several other papers papers with it, and other states that are interested in knowing what we did. But we will be doing it again this summer leading up to our nation's birthday, but we'll be taking it to the cities. So that's a huge thing in our state right now. The other thing I have a question, actually, is somewhere, maybe I need to get with you separate, but in the In God We Trust button that's on my state site where we get credit for, I've had people tell me that they can't, it's not working. And I just pulled it up, and it goes to the site, but I don't know if they need to go to the store or what. But I was also wondering, is this something where we could set it up on our Facebook page as a fundraiser event? Is there a way to do that?
We'll have Jess look into the state page. As far as, so you're saying the Million Windows campaign as a as a fundraiser through Facebook? Yeah, I mean, as long as
on
you have the link
page
there.
Where we get credit and can earn money, you know, because.
Yeah, it actually, you have. Do have, you. There is a Join the Million Windows campaign button that's on the right. It's the bottom of the right.
Yeah, and they do that, but then it just takes you on my state page?
Is that
what you're saying?
Oh, I see.
And then it takes me, says donate.
Yeah, Jess will look into that. Thank you for that. We'll look into that. But as far as like a Facebook page, you should be able to send things to this page, or when that link is fixed, directly to that link. Yeah, and you'll be able to go there. Which reminds me, I forgot to mention that please make sure that everybody knows to go directly to your, if they're going to donate, to go directly to your state pages. And there's a donate now button that's on the right sidebar, so they'll want to use that donate now button. Just as a reminder. I think most of you know that, but I just wanted to remind everyone of that. So we'll make sure to get that fixed right away. And again, if everyone else would just make sure to check your pages regularly, because we're trying to keep them updated. If you have any events, we'll add those. If you have any additional verbiage or things that are you want to relay, we'll be happy to change those or update your web pages accordingly. But it's helpful just to make sure that we have the, you know, chairman correct, the prayer caucus members correct, all the buttons are working. We try to check and double check, but it's always helpful if y'all are able to take the time to keep monitor it as well. Great.
Anyway,
anything
I was
going to
say too that we're really excited this year because of having control of the Senate, the House, governor. Of course, our governor is going to be leaving for China, but our lieutenant governor is a strong Christian that I'm actually friends with, and she'll be moving up as governor as soon as he leaves for China. So a lot of stuff going on in our state, and we're looking for this religious liberty legislation to get passed in our state and a lot of other things.
Very good. And I know you're trying to meet with the chairman. We'll continue to pray for that. And also thank you for staying
faithful.
I did meet with him.
And that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We are having that luncheon on February 22nd for all the legislators. We're inviting all the legislators to tell them about the caucus, to tell them about the legislation that's coming forth, and to get them on board. We have a lot of new Christians in that were elected this year. So that's going to be a huge thing. February 22nd is when we'll do that. And our prayer continues every week, year-round. And we have so many legislators have been standing up and coming and really thanking. They like the public being, they like the prayer warriors being there, and they are getting, many more of them are getting vocal and in their prayers and what they want us to pray for. And so it's been it's really growing, the people that we have, the network that we have, and then the legislators that are getting involved. And then we have the Monday through Thursday 9 to 10 prayer room year-round, well, during session. We just got almost knocked out of that, but they have found us a new room. So that will keep going.
Very good. Thank you, Jenny. Again, it's so good to hear your voice. I'm so glad you're doing better.
Thank you.
Well very good. I know
Abby.
There's several. Hi, Abby.
Hi, it's Abby.
Yes,
I got on
please.
Late, but I just wanted to tell everybody the Republican retreat of Congress is in Philadelphia this weekend, and they're meeting with the president. Last year they had it in Hershey, and the president didn't come to it, so it's pretty exciting to have the president also being part of that. So be in prayer for that. And then we, like last year, we'll have all of our Pennsylvania county leaders praying together during the time that they're in that retreat. And our county leaders are in the process of connecting with more legislators that want to do religious freedom. We actually had a real breakthrough with Leah talking to our chairman, who was a little reticent about doing religious freedom in his prayer caucus group. And so now I feel like we now have a green light to go forward with religious freedom legislation in Pennsylvania. There were people that wanted to do it, and it was a little confusing about how that was going to go forward. But I think now they're just working out details, but I think they're going to have a prayer group, a caucus prayer group, and then a caucus legislative group. So they'll have two different meetings where they can discuss the religious freedom legislation ideas in the new meeting that they would be having. And already there's one that they're very excited about, that a group of House members want to bring forth, probably first a resolution and then as legislation, but it would be about civility in government, and that's something that our founder sort of founded sort of the government in Pennsylvania with the importance of us being civil, and that's such a major issue in our nation right now, so they're excited about writing something up on that. And then also, Summer, you asked me about the 2019 movement, which is 400 years since the slaves came to America, and that issue that is still an issue of the black and white divide. And we have a proclamation, a resolution in now. It's being presented before the Senate. It's called an African American Nation Builder Resolution, and it's recognizing the role that the African Americans had as part of our nation, and that they are part of the nation builders. It's honoring them. February is the Black History Month, and so they're hoping to have it passed and come forth as a healing thing for the African Americans.
That's great. Yeah, he's reached, Dr. Green's reached out a couple times. I'm so glad y'all are connected and working together. Such an important topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to hear the breakthrough with the legislators. That's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes. Yes.
Let us know how
if
there's anything
with the legislators that have religious freedom legislation that they want to bring forth, and bringing that support with the regional prayer leaders.
Okay, very good. Very good. I love to see the connection of the legislators and the prayer network, because it's such an important partnership, really.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thank you, Abby. And we'll be praying for that retreat this weekend too. That's going to be very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, I know we've gone over, and I also know there's several people that haven't shared anything. I want to respect everybody's time, but I also just want to make sure that everybody has a chance to share if there's something that you really want to share. So I'm just going to open it up one more time. Is there anybody else that really wants to share? I know everybody has something. Everybody's working hard in your states, and there's just been a lot of great momentum, and in each state, but I want to make sure that, again, everybody has a chance to share if you want to today. Okay, great. Well, I'm going to go ahead and send around notes with call notes, and within the call notes will be more than we talked about. And if you have any questions about the additional information, please let me know. I'll be happy to discuss in detail. And then we'll send the report that Leah mentioned, as well as the Project Blitz case support, which is the one sheet that gives a little bit of an overview. And if there's anything else that y'all need, of course, the audio of the call as well. But if there's anything else that y'all need, please let us know. And again, we are so thankful for you. Please do what you can to be there the end of April. We would love to all be together again. And to close us in prayer, Pastor McIntosh, would you please close us in prayer today?
Yes, I will. Father, we just thank you for all that you've caused to come to pass. I know we've been asking you for so many, many things, and it is written that you said to ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find, knock and it shall be open. Father, we've been asking and we now see the manifestation of many of the things that we've been asking for personally and nationally or state by state and for this nation at large. And we just want to say, Lord, we're here to continue. We've not come to a point of that all is well, and then we just continue, but we shall continue on. We listen to hear what you are saying and what you are doing and what you've done and to walk in that. And Father, we just give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise for all that you've caused to come to pass and that which you shall cause to come to pass. And Father, we ask now for your wisdom, your knowledge and your understanding to complete every kingdom assignment that you've given to us, state by state and nationally. And Father, again, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. Father, we ask for your continued covering over the Congressional Prayer Caucus, Lord, and over Leah, over Summer, over Jessica, over all the staff, Lord God, that you will cover them, you will cover the families, and not only them, but every family that's represented on the line. Lord, that you cover us. We plead the shed covenant blood of Jesus over all that we do and all that we say. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
We appreciate you all so much. Yeah, Lee, any last thoughts?
Nope, just amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you all. We look forward to talking soon.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. You
bless
too.
You. Bye-bye. Amen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.